This is 416 Basketball, and this is a podcast. It has been a while. You know things aren't going well when you're drinking our compliments cola. So the Raptors, they traded away Malachi Richardson. I cannot believe it. The king is gone. They also traded away Greg Monroe. Now, with both Richardson and Monroe, they had to give up second round picks, I believe, to dump them. With Richardson, he just wasn't good, so I guess freeing up that roster spot, if they had intention of doing something with it or just wanted to get money off the books and save some luxury tax, I get that. With Greg Monroe, I get he's not great, but you know, he was getting the veteran minimum at $2.4 million, and I believe not all of that counted towards the cap. I believe, I forget if it's like only 1.7 or maybe even less actually counts towards the cap. So Monroe, he had his ups and downs, wasn't good defensively, but I didn't have problems with him as the third stringer. I don't really like losing a second round pick with him, but it's hard to complain. He wasn't gonna be in the playoff rotation. Who cares? Now, I guess there was another trade. I don't know. What was there? Marc Gasol. So the Raptors traded for Marc Gasol. We had to give up another second round pick here, but the players we gave up: C.J. Miles, DeLon Wright, and Jonas Valanciunas. I don't think it was a bad trade. I also don't think it was a great trade. It was an okay trade. It was okay. I think Marc Gasol can help the Raptors. But, like, this wasn't a home run trade that, like, guarantees the Raptors making the finals. It was fine. I see a lot of people, you know, against the trade, arguing that it hurt the Raptors' depth. Now, CJ Miles was not good this season. Like, he really didn't deserve to be in the rotation. So I don't even count him as losing depth. As for DeLon Wright, he's fine. Like, I don't know how big his role was going to be in the playoffs. He was a restricted free agent. I don't know if the Raptors were planning to sign him. I'm assuming not, especially if someone came in offering him a significant amount of money. He was a good defensive player. Offensively, hesitated a lot to shoot, but he was all right. He was all right. So I see it as we lost him in terms of depth because, in theory, we upgraded from Jonas Valanciunas to Marc Gasol at that center position. So that's not a loss of depth there. As for Marc Gasol, he's going to bring playmaking. He's going to bring defense. We've seen 3 games from him so far. I thought he looked fine in that first game. The second game, I think he was very good in that game, I seem to remember. And then that third last game before the break, I think he was actually bad. But anyways, it's a small sample size so far. I expect him to be good. But the one thing I think a lot of people are expecting from Gasol is for him to bring 3-point shooting. And I think he will a little bit, but I don't think he's a great 3-point shooter. He's been struggling for months with Memphis, and I think people want to say, like, he's going to get, I've a lot of people telling me that he's going to get better looks, better 3-point looks with the Raptors. And I went through the stats because, you know, I want to know, like, where he was shooting from, how he was shooting. Was he guarded? Was he not? And I think the majority of his 3-point attempts came from above the break. And the ones he was making, he was wide open. It was pretty much all the ones he was making, he was wide open. So that's, like, I believe 6-plus feet of space. So you're not going to get better than, like, a wide open shot. Like, like, he could get those same looks with the Raptors, pretty much. So he could shoot the same. That's what I'm saying with the Raptors. But I don't think he's going to end up shooting better. especially like the ones he was making, he's already wide open. I don't see how he improves from that. But with Marc Gasol, the concern I have on him is kind of based around his age, and I believe he's 34. And you wonder in the playoffs, how many minutes is he going to be able to play? Right now, we don't really know if Marc Gasol or Serge Ibaka is going to be the starter. I think a lot of people want Gasol to be the starter, but I honestly don't think it really matters. And I think one of the reasons it doesn't matter is because of, as I mentioned, Gasol's age. And I think he's just not a guy. I don't think you want either him or Serge, because Serge isn't a young man either, we know. I don't think you want either of those guys playing 30-plus minutes a game. I know in the playoffs you want your starters to play more, but I don't know if they'd be able to hold up. And I think I was predicting after the Gasol trade he'd get between 26 and 28 minutes per game. So that would, I guess, make him the de facto starter, but I don't think it really matters. Like, even if it's a 24-minute split down the middle, like, Serge has been good with the starters. Can Marc Gasol be good with the starters? Well, probably. I think where the team needs help is the bench. And we'll get into that. So the Raptors brought back Malcolm Miller. Guess who's back again. I don't know. I don't think he's good. I don't really know. I don't think there's really any evidence to say that he's good. I guess in theory he could be a good three-point shooter. But in overall talent, is he better than Malachi Richardson? I don't know. He could be. And then we converted Chris Boucher from his two-way to a full-time roster spot, which I like. Because, you know, Chris Boucher, I feel like he's shown enough that he's deserving of a roster spot. That he's looked, you know, decent when he's played this season. He's still very much a twig, and like defensively that's kind of a problem, but he's a good three-point shooter, and the Raptors need that. He's demonstrated that this season. So being the third string center, Chris Boucher over Greg Monroe, sure. I mean, we need more shooting. Boucher, I guess, makes sense. I think a lot of people were reading my tweets and assumed I was anti the Jeremy Lin signing, and I didn't really understand it when it happened, because I didn't understand why, number one, he'd pick us to be the third string point guard. If he wants to earn another contract in the NBA, and I think he will, you should want to get as much playing time as possible. But then it made sense with the Fred VanVleet injury coming out like couple hours later, or whenever it was, that, you know, the Raptors now desperately need a backup point guard with Fred VanVleet on the shelf for like 2 months and DeLon Wright traded away. So Jeremy Lin is the backup point guard. Sure, I have no problem with that. I think it in for that instance, it was a good signing, because he's a decent bench player. And if you need a backup point guard, which the Raptors now need, okay. But the I think the one thing people were, you know, were saying he's going to bring is three-point shooting. And I don't really see Lin as this good three-point shooter. I think he's probably like league average, and that doesn't really help us. I think in the one game he played, he showed a lot of effort and energy, and I like that.
I think
he does a little bit of everything. Defensively, he's not great, but I don't know. He can give you a little bit of a punch off the bench. But like, let's say I want to assume Fred's going to come back healthy for the playoffs. And in that scenario, I don't see Lin playing a lot in the playoffs, because I don't think you can really play Jeremy Lin and Fred VanVleet together. That's going small, and I don't see how like one of them can switch on to a bigger guy, and offensively I don't think there's enough shooting between the two of them. I think how DeLon and Fred work together was DeLon is 6'5 and long, that he can guard shooting guards. That's how the Raptors were primarily using him this season, was guarding shooting guards. And, you know, he can guard the odd small forward as well, as long as they're not like one of the big size ones. But yeah, so Jeremy Lin's not going to be able to do that. He can bring some offense, but I think in the playoffs, when the competition's higher, I don't think you can really do that. Maybe you can play some Lin and Lowry together, but I think when the rotation tightens, some guys are going to follow the rotation, and I think Jeremy Lin is going to be one of them, again, assuming Fred is going to be healthy for the playoffs, and that is knock on wood. So talking more about the bench, it's been terrible this season, and I think that's something really that Nick Nurse has to figure out. He also has to figure out shooting with this team, because the Raptors, I don't see them as adding, you know, this big-time shooting at the trade deadline, guys that are going to really improve our three-point shooting. Maybe Gasol does a little bit, I don't know, but I think that's still an issue, and it's surprising that it's such a major issue, because the Raptors added Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard in the offseason, switching out DeMar DeRozan and Jakob Poeltl. So one would assume that three-point shooting would get better, but it's gotten worse. So it's tough. And the bench and shooting, two things Nick Nurse really needs to figure out, like, as soon as possible. Because I mentioned how rotations aren't in the playoffs, but you still have to figure out ways where the guys that are in your rotation, the back end, that are playing in the playoffs, that they are contributing and not being, you know, this big negative that the starters have to dig you out of. Because we've seen that all season, where the Raptors starters have to just, when they come back in the game for the bench, that they have to dig the Raptors out of this hole. That's a dangerous game to play, especially like these last 2 months. I want to say, like, the Raptors really haven't played good basketball. They're still winning games. That's great. But I'm just wondering, like, how they play at this level in the playoffs and will have success. I don't think you're going to get the same success and get the success you want playing at this current level where the Raptors have been playing. Now, if they play more like they did how they started the season, and they start figuring out, you know, that bench group that's going to play in the playoffs, they start figuring out how to get better three-point attempts and start draining those, I think, you know, things could go great for the Raptors in the playoffs. But these are things that Nick Nurse has to figure out, and he has to figure them out now. He's running out of time. It's February. It's February. He's got March and April and the beginning of April to really figure this out. It's not exactly fair for him. You know, he's a first-year head coach, and he's coaching this team that's supposed to be a contender. And I think in terms of contending, I think we could very well make the finals. But I think still a lot of things have to go right. And I'm not 100% sold right now, even though I really like the team. Like, I think in the playoffs, a lot of people underestimate what Kawhi Leonard can do for us, because he's been fantastic over his career in the playoffs, and the Raptors notoriously run into struggles, or their star players maybe take a step back in the playoffs or what have you. I still want to stress Kyle Lowry was good last year in the playoffs. I think a lot of people don't really remember that because they just think of what happened in the Cavs series. But Kyle Lowry was good in the playoffs last year, and I think it's because he was healthy. I'm hoping he's healthy now. I'm hoping he'll be healthy in the playoffs. That's just another knock on wood. But I think, you know, Kawhi Leonard, at the end of the day, I think he could carry and drag this team to really compete with anyone in the East. He's just that good. Like, the NBA is all about star power, and it's a star-driven league. And Kawhi Leonard's one of those superstars, and I think he can put the team on his back if needed. So I'm not pessimistic about this team, but at the same time, I'm not really optimistic about how Nick Nurse has done so far this year, just because we had the best bench in the league last year, and now it just feels like we have one of the worst, and somehow just, like, shooting wasn't great last year. We add shooters, and now shooting is worse? It's crazy. I think the Raptors' next game is Friday against the Spurs. We know what happened last time in San Antonio. The Raptors got shit stomped. I'm hoping that doesn't happen again. Be interesting to see DeRozan returning to the ACC. I'm still upset that DeRozan wasn't an All-Star. I don't really understand why LaMarcus Aldridge and Klay Thompson got in over him. If, you know, Rudy Gobert made it over him, I kind of understand that. But I think DeRozan is better than both LaMarcus and Klay. So I'm a little sad about that, but will he drop another triple-double on the Raptors? Yeah, that's right. The last time in San Antonio, DeMar DeRozan dropped 21 points, 11 assists, and 14 rebounds. It wasn't pretty. The Raptors just got destroyed early. I think the Spurs put up 38 points in that first quarter. The Raptors only had 19. But it was like death by the no-names. And that's just often what happens for whatever reason with the Raptors. You know, Derek White, he had 19 points in that game. He shot 8 of 11 from the field. Bryn Forbes, he had 20 points. He was 7 of 10 from the field, including 6 of 7 from 3. It's insane. It's insane because, like, the Spurs don't really have the pieces to shoot great from three. But in that game, they shot 48%. People are making a joke going into the season that, like, LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan, you know, are mid-range players, is not going to work. There's no three-point shooting there. There wasn't. You know, between the two of them combined, neither one attempted a three in that game. But when the no-names are just draining them, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. The Raptors in this game are only 6 of 30 from 3. And I believe in this game, you know, Popovich was just letting the Raptors have open 3 as the Raptors just weren't hitting them. Danny Green, he was 0 of 6 from 3 in this game. And if he's 0 of 6 again, I don't really see how the Raptors will win. I think Danny Green needs to at least hit a couple and be a threat from deep. I think the interesting thing from this game was, like, Norman Powell was one of the only bright spots. He had 14 points. He was 5 of 11 from the field. He had 2 steals and a block. And DeLon Wright was also good. He had 15 points, 5 of 9 from the field. He will not be playing in this game because he's not on the team anymore. But, you know, the Raptors be interesting. The matchup I really want to see is Gasol versus Gasol. I want to see Marc Gasol go at Pau Gasol. I think Pau is completely washed. And I think that would just be interesting to see a pair of brothers duke it out and the Raptors having the better one. In that earlier meeting, Siakam, he only had 10 points. It feels like a while since, like, he wasn't dominating. I think recently there was like one game where one or two games where he's a little off, but like he keeps having these monster games, and I think the Raptors are going to need a big performance from him in this game. I think they're going to need a bigger performance from Kawhi Leonard, who only had 21 points in this earlier meeting. It just felt like early on, he wasn't really doing much in this game, and by the time he was, it was like too late. And I think the big letdown from Kawhi was that he only had one rebound in this game. I think on the season, I want to say he's at like 7 rebounds per game, or maybe a bit more. And I think the Raptors are going to need him to be on the glass in this game, because I think the Spurs are a better rebounding team than the Raptors. And, you know, Jonas Valanciunas was our best rebounder, and he's now gone. Marc Gasol is a good rebounder. I don't think he's quite as good as Jonas Valanciunas in terms of purely rebounding, but he's fine. He's good. Serge Ibaka, for a big man, he's not a great rebounder. Siakam's gotten a lot better rebounding, but again, for a big man, not great. So I think Kawhi's just got to get in there and get some, because if we're getting out rebounding and getting outshot from three, it's going to be hard to win. I think I'm going to end it here. Shout out to Pinecast for emailing me and checking if I was still alive.